And March Madness is down to the final fours. The women's semifinal games are tomorrow night in Dallas. Stanford plays South Carolina. Connecticut meets Mississippi State. South Carolina's men's team is also in the final four for the first time. The Gamecocks play Gonzaga, which is also in the four for the first time in Saturday's first semifinal. Oregon takes on North Carolina in the second game. The women's title game is Sunday night. The men's champion will be crowned Monday night in Glendale, Arizona. So there, we've set the table. Let's eat with Mike Pesca, here now, sports analyst, host of the daily podcast, The Gist at Slate.com. Start with the women, UConn defending champs. You know, does Mississippi State have a, you know, is this going to, what do you think?
Yeah, you got to say they have a chance, but it's not a very good chance. I mean, Connecticut is on a triple-digit win streak, and my friends at 538 say that they have a chance in the mid-80s. It's just hard to imagine. Even Mississippi State, which pulled a great upset against Baylor, the second-best team in college basketball, to get to the Final Four, took Baylor to overtime. Tremendous achievement, but just hard to imagine how Mississippi State, or really anyone, could beat UConn. Maybe the answer is to get UConn in foul trouble, but when UConn gets in foul trouble, it's usually because the other team is playing really well, and you know, UConn could just crush your spirit, to say nothing of your team.
And I hate to even have this discussion, because you know that there are these three teams, Stanford and South Carolina, on the other side of the women's bracket, who have to go in thinking they can win, and so we're just going to say maybe they all can. Let's go to the men's. By the way, I'm going to be in North Carolina to host the program Monday from WNC. It's a station visit. Really looking forward to meeting listeners. Hope everyone is in a good mood. We could be looking at a men's championship game between North and South Carolina. What do you see in the Final Four?
Well, as you said, we have two new entrants. Gonzaga, I think, is the class of the Final Four. They, except for the fact that maybe the perception of them, because they are from Washington State and they are a school, a small school, a Jesuit school, and they're not from a big conference. But if you actually look at their roster and their lineup, they have future NBA players. They have depth at every position. I think even the betting markets will say Gonzaga is the likeliest team to win. But we talk about those two teams in South Carolina, which have never made a Final Four. Oregon has only made one Final Four, and that was the very first Final Four when there were eight teams total invited to the NCAA tournament. It was 1939. The team was called the Tall Firs, F-I-R-S, like the tree, indigenous to Oregon, because their front line went the spectacular heights of 6'4", 6'4", and 6'8", 6'8", being the center, Slim Wintermute. So yes, technically they made a Final Four before. I don't know that the 1939 experience will inform them against North Carolina this time around.
Yeah, but still, I mean, you know, watch. Women's, men's, watch this weekend, because it's always, there's a breakout somewhere.
Yeah, and there's always so much emotion, and the losers often cry, and people find that heart-wrenching. But it is a thing that makes college basketball special. Some of these kids will never play again. They're, of course, doing it, you know, I think in a form of indentured servitude, given how much money everyone makes off it. They're doing it for free. So the passion is there, and the surprises happen.
Mike Pesca here now, sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. One last word. I will see you, UNC listeners, on Sunday night for some and Monday night for others. Mike, thanks so much.
I'm sure if Duke fans want to come to the event, they can too, right?
Anybody can come.